There's a new novel called The Nautical Chart that uses a very old map of the Mediterranean to drive both its plot and a lot of its metaphors. The author, a man named Arturo Perez Reverte, has a penchant in many of his wonderful novels for leading readers through murky, intricate subcultures. In The Nautical Chart, a sailor and a rich museum curator hunt for a sunken ship, depending on a 17th century sea atlas, which has the answers they need, but not in the way they thought. I asked Perez Reverte, through a translator, to read the epigraph he chose to begin the novel.
Una carta nautica,
a nautical chart is much more than an indispensable instrument for getting from one place to another. It is an engraving, a page of history, at times a novel of adventure.
Now, tell me about that quote from Jacques Dupuy. Did you know of it before you started the book, or is this something you came across as you were writing?
No, son los azares que tiene la escritura de un libro.
They're part of the random nature of writing a book.
Uno tiene algo en la cabeza.
You have something in your mind. You work on that for a long time, many weeks, many months. And there are things that during that period of time you read, you live through, and you run into that dovetail perfectly with the novel that you are working on.
La novela estaba casi terminada.
The novel was practically finished. And one day, while in Paris, I read an interview with a French sailor. And that interview quoted him as saying this epigraph.
Y dije, diablos, este tipo ha resumido en cuatro líneas lo que yo he necesitado 500 páginas para escribir.
And I said, oh my God, this guy summed up in four lines what I needed 500 pages to write. So I decided to use it as the epigraph for the novel.
You've talked just now about the wandering quality, essentially, of writing a work of fiction. It is certainly a journey with no map.
Sí, cualquier obra de ficción es ponerte a navegar.
Yes, any work of fiction involves setting sail. In reality, a nautical chart is a good example of life. The only difference is that there are nautical charts at sea, and there are no such nautical charts in life.
Now, the map is entirely fictional, right? There is no such person as your map maker, Urrutia Salcedo.
No, no existe.
No, he doesn't exist.
Una de las cosas divertidas de la ficción,
one of the enjoyable aspects of fiction, at least the way that I work on it, is to play tricks with history.
Es utilizar un material histórico, un material concreto.
It is to take historical material, concrete material, real material, you know, get very rigorous documentation on this. And within this rigorously true historical material, you try to introduce certain manipulations.
De manera que el aspecto general sea rigurosamente auténtico.
In such a way that the general aspect is rigorously authentic.
Pero dentro está el juego y la trampa.
But within, you have play with the reader and the tricks.
Eso es divertido.
It's like modifying the smile on the Mona Lisa or introducing a tear on one of her eyes. That's fun.
In the novel, you mention the real-life Jesuit priest from the 16th and 17th century, Matteo Ricci, who famously went to China 400 years ago. And among the other things he did to evangelize the Chinese was to teach them cartography and to show them, hit them the maps of the world as Europe knew it. Does that strike you, as it did me, as I was reminded of the Ricci story reading your book, that map making and cartography can be at the center of civilizations meeting and cultures meeting?
I've been a sailor since I was very young, and afterwards I was a reporter for many years in Africa and the Middle East.
Y para mí el mapa, desde los mapas topográficos militares,
and for me maps, starting with the military topographical maps, including the nautical charts, all these maps have been a special source of fascination and enchantment for me.
Cada línea, cada camino,
every
cada
line, every path, every geographical accident were an adventure An enigma, a discovery.
El problema está en que hay lugares
the problem is that there are some places where maps are useless,
donde el laberinto está en el corazón del hombre.
Where the labyrinth is in man's heart, and man has to run the risk of venturing into those mysterious worlds blind.
A veces lo olvidamos, pero está ahí.
Sometimes we forget that, but they're there.
En mis novelas intento recordarlo.
And in my novels, I attempt to continually remind the reader of this fact.
Todos los héroes de mis novelas saben.
All the heroes of my novels know that mystery and danger are omnipresent.
And your heroes also are universally obsessed with these ancient valuable documents that seem to provide the key or a partial key to whatever their particular quest is.
Mis héroes son héroes que han perdido la inocencia.
My heroes are heroes who have lost their innocence.
Palabras como honor, patria,
words like honor, the homeland, everlasting love, religion are no longer written with capital letters.
Pero a cambio de esa pérdida han conseguido la lucidez.
But
son héroes lúcidos.
In exchange for that loss, these characters have acquired lucidity. They are lucid heroes.
Entonces esos héroes lúcidos,
so these lucid heroes, in order to live in the present, understand that any key to the present is in the past.
Hombre, los mapas
maps are as suggestive and enigmatic as a book or a portrait.
Ante un mapa antiguo, pienso siempre en los hombres que lo trazaron.
The face of an old map. When I see an old map, I think about the men who drew it and the men who used it to move through the world, and the map which helped them meet other men. I think about the people who died en route without ever reaching their goal.
Yo soy un lector y un escritor del mundo en el que vivo.
I'm a reader and writer of the world I live in.
Todo ha sido escrito ya desde Homero. Todo ha sido compuesto ya.
Everything has been written since Homer. Everything has already been composed musically, and everything has already been painted. Every map has been plotted by satellite down to the last meter. Apparently, there are no longer any mysteries, no longer any enigmas. Apparently, there's nothing new to be discovered. But if you carefully look backwards,
descubrir que la aventura sigue siendo posible, que el enigma está ahí,
you can discover that adventure is still possible, that enigma is there. Knowing that you're not innocent and making sure that all of that appears in your novels.
Thank you very much, Arturo Pérez Reverte, for joining us today in Studio 360.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you so much.
Novelist Arturo Pérez Reverte with translation by Daniel Scher. Pérez Reverte's latest book is called The Nautical Chart.